You're listening to SBS News.
I sentence you to a total effective sentence of 6 years imprisonment. I set a non-parole period of 3 years and 8 months. That means you will become eligible to apply for parole after serving this non-parole period.
A jury convicted George Pell in December of sexually penetrating a child under the age of 16 and of 4 charges of an indecent act with a child under the age of 16. The offences occurred at Melbourne's St Patrick's Cathedral in 1996 and 1997. And now County Court Chief Judge Peter Kidd has handed down his sentence in front of a packed courtroom and a global television audience streaming live around the world.
In my opinion, all of the offending across both episodes is made significantly more serious because of the surrounding or contextual circumstances, namely the breach of trust and abuse of power. This elevates the gravity of each of the offences. In my view, your conduct was permeated by staggering arrogance. I consider in particular that the sexual penetration offence is very clearly a serious example of that offence, and that the indecent acts encompassed by charges 1 and 3 are also serious examples of that offence. Viewed overall, I consider your moral culpability across both episodes to be high.
Leaving the court after the sentencing, defence lawyer Robert Richter had little to say.
What does your client feel about the sentence he was handed?
No comment.
Is it a witch hunt?
No comment. You be the judge.
3-0. Excuse me. 3-0, mate.
3-0 is good.
George Pell, who until late February was the Vatican's treasurer, is the highest-ranking Catholic in the world to be convicted and jailed for child sexual abuse. That significance is not lost on campaigners for child sex abuse victims by perpetrators within the Catholic Church. They've long held the belief the Church hadn't seriously listened to their complaints and pleas for help, and they made their voices heard outside the court after the sentence was delivered.
A small dose of justice, but there's no justice for the ones that committed suicide or died because of the injuries.
So all for the
no
ones
justice
that
tonight, brother.
Can't tell
you got the white hat on today.
So, but at least he's in jail.
The father of the victim, who has since died, says he's disappointed by the length of the Cardinal's jail sentence. The boy never told his parents of the abuse that occurred when he was a 13-year-old choir boy, and they only found out after he died of a heroin overdose in 2014, aged 31.
I thought the sentence was insufficient. It's not going to bring my son back. His sentence is a lifetime sentence. It does give me some satisfaction to know that he's going to be on the sex offenders register for the rest of his life.
The father paid tribute to the surviving victim whose testimony was crucial to George Pell being convicted.
I want to give him a hug because, you know, he was a fabulous little kid. He's a fabulous man now. Yes, he has his own family and so forth, and he wants to be private, wants to be left alone. I can appreciate that.
Lawyer Vivian Waller represents the surviving victim and read a statement from him outside the court.
I respect what the judge said. It was meticulous and it was considered. It is hard for me to allow myself to feel the gravity of this moment. The moment when the sentence is handed down, the moment when justice is done. It is hard for me, for the time being, to take comfort in this outcome. I appreciate that the court has acknowledged what was inflicted upon me.
The statement went on to say the case hasn't concluded for the victim, as everything remains overshadowed by Cardinal Pell's forthcoming appeal against the sentence.
Regardless of the outcome of the appeal, a few facts will always remain. I gave evidence for several days. I was cross-examined by Pell's defence counsel. A jury has unanimously accepted the truth of my evidence. Pell chose not to give evidence. The jury did not hear from him. He did not allow himself to be cross-examined.
But Cardinal George Pell, a dominant figure over the Catholic Church in Australia for decades, still has his supporters. Former Prime Minister John Howard is among them, offering a written character reference to the pre-sentencing hearing. Others gathered outside the court in Melbourne after the sentencing to offer their support, including Peter Westmore.
I am utterly convinced, having heard the evidence, that he is not guilty of what he was charged. He was found guilty because of the crimes of other people, and I think that is an injustice.
Speaking before the sentence was delivered, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Australians should support survivors of child sexual abuse. Mr. Morrison urged Australians to let victims understand that they know it happened and that they want to help them to be stronger. The Court of Appeal will consider George Pell's application to challenge his conviction on the 5th and 6th of June. The Vatican and Catholic Church in Australia have previously said they'll await the outcome of the appeal before announcing what further action it will take. Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.